You are listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZWLP Conroe and 106.1 KZCCLP Conroe, and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Hey, 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 what's going on, Conroe? This is YPC, Young Professionals of Conroe, coming to you. It is Friday at noon on 104.5 or 106.1 FM. Please go to YPC 936 on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and check out our website at YPC 936. Everything's YPC 936. Son, what is it again?
YPC 936, throw your setup.
I don't know what that last point means.
Never mind. Don't
it's
worry
too
about
street
it.
For me,
young
son.
Professional.
With all that street food.
I'm from the street. Remember that. Episode 2, go check it out. I'm from the street.
Yeah, go check it out. It's from the street with the food.
Street food.
The eight mile.
Let's see what we got going on today. We got our special guest.
Our special guest is Tara Blair. She is soon going to be purchasing a general contracting company called Knepper Enterprises. They do home remodeling and refinishing, and it's a real interesting story.
I hear that. I think of Chip and Joanne from Fixer Upper. You know, never met her yet.
You watch HGTV, son?
Yes, I do.
Like it?
I actually do.
I like it
and
too.
I love shows like that. I wasn't ever into it until, you know, of course, kids got me into it. They love watching the Cooking Channel. They love watching Fixer Upper. They just love watching things like that. That's very intriguing. But I definitely would like to learn how to build things.
Same.
I try multiple times building a sound box, a boom box, like for a subwoofer.
I've done that.
Tables, a chair, and I failed every single time I try to build something.
How many times did you try to build a chair?
Twice. All I know is that.
Did you get to a point where you sat in it?
I sat in it, but it was unstable.
Did it break?
It did not break. It was like, I don't know what was wrong with it. I had four corners. I had four legs. I had the seat. And I don't think it was wide
did
enough.
Did either of them break? What do you mean? Why? Did your butt not fit?
No, it was a 2x... No, 2x6.
The chair.
Yeah, the chair was 2x6.
Two by six foot chair.
I made it out of
you
leftover material. Yeah, it was a bench.
A
bench. It's not a chair. I made out of leftover material from the deck, and I was like, let me try this. I seen the guy that came out and built deck. I was like, man, I have all the equipment to build a table, a chair, a bench, whatever it may be, and it looks easy, but when you start doing it,
it's not so easy.
So I'm the type where if I go buy something like a table and how I would put it together, I wouldn't look at the manual.
I'm the same way.
I would look at the picture on the front of the box.
Yeah. And I think I've got it all figured out.
Yes. So I would look at the picture. I was like, okay, I got all this right here. Let me put it together and assemble it. And it never worked out. It has never worked out. I just don't like reading the manual.
What do you mean it's never worked out?
Like our job would take me about 4 hours to finish.
Ah, see, my wife and I recently had, Elle and I recently had a debacle like that. I got her a Varidesk for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And when we were putting it together, she's over there on the bed reading everything. And I'm over here starting to put things together. And she goes, no, that's not the first step. I said, no, but this step's going to make the first, whatever that first step is, easier.
Yep.
And so I'm doing it that way. And then all of a sudden, I drop this heavy metal bar on top of my head. And she goes, see, you should have read the manual.
Wow.
And I was like, shh, no.
You know what's weird is this, is that I work on cars, engines and stuff like that. And I have to read manuals and diagrams all the time, right? I don't know why I can take the time out and read the diagram and the manual and the flow chart or whatever. But I can't take the time out to read the manual, to put things like that together, like workbenches, chairs, yeah, closet, tables. I don't understand why. Oh, I feel like because
thing.
It's so simple that I don't need to do it.
Well, everything seems so simple whenever you're, I guess, compared to what it is. It's the same thing for me. I read the manual to about going over people's body, their posture, nerves, organs, yada, yada.
Yeah, and right.
Then all of a sudden, I have no problem reading that. But you put something from IKEA in front of me, and I think, oh, no. What? I got this.
Exactly.
Get out
of
here.
See, and that's the whole reason why we need Tara Blair. We need Tara Blair.
We need
Fixer Upper.
Build things, man.
Yes. I would say if it's not your craft, don't get into it.
If it's not your passion.
Because I tell you how expensive it got building a sound box. I was like, okay, let me go buy this. It cost me well over $200-$300. And did I complete it? Nope. It was money thrown away. And that $200-$300, I could have invested in somebody building it for me correctly.
True. It's very true. I've built a sound box before, son. It was actually pretty good.
Man, I YouTubed it.
Do you want help?
I'm done with it.
Do you want to do it together?
Nope.
We can make a Taste the Asian sound box.
No, I tried. Okay. I tried, actually.
We could put some of the Juan Taco on top of it.
Juan Taco. Shout out to Juan Taco. If you guys haven't had a Juan Taco, come see us tomorrow, Friday at the shop from 12 to 7 o'clock. And if you can't make it out tomorrow on Friday, I'm sorry, it'll be Friday. If you can't make it to the shop on Friday, come see us at 202 Main. That's the new venue right next door to Lone Star Community Radio. They have open to the public Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Great venue, great lounge, great drinks. We'll be parked out there from 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock. Come see us. We'll be parked in the back of the alleyway. Come through the front of 202. Grab a drink. Walk right out to the back. Grab some Juan Taco.
Grab some Juan Taco. And shout out to Taste the Asian and shout out to 202.
Shout out to Keith. Shout out to Adam who runs 202. Come see us tomorrow. Come see 202. That's the next hot spot. I really truly believe that. 100%.
Ooh, the new hot spot in Conroe. Right next door to Lone Star Community Radio.
Yep.
All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and bring Tara in, and we will see you guys in a bit. Stay tuned. Hey there, everybody. I'm Taylor Cobion with the OC Wellness in Conroe, Texas, and I'd like to start this off with a question. What's the most important part of your health? That's right, psychology. If your mind isn't in it, then you aren't in it, and that's the biggest part of my job, increasing your drive, energy, and personal happiness. While I'm looking for people experiencing chronic disease, pain, and fatigue, the first step to helping these people, aka you, is by assessing their and your mentality. The information and marketing out there can tend to lead you down a dark rabbit hole, but you've got to remember that your mind and body are what? An original. And you are the what? The captain. Together, that's original captain, and that's what the OC stands for. Do you know anyone who visits the chiropractor but still doesn't experience lasting relief? If so, please send them my way. I'm Taylor Cobion, owner of the OC Wellness, reminding you to keep your health and wellness original.
Second Saturday Divorce Workshop provides unbiased information to help you understand your options and move forward with your life. This divorce workshop is for you if you are contemplating divorce, in the process of divorce, already filed for divorce, or post-divorce. You will explore the emotional, legal, and financial aspects of divorce from professionals who have guided others through divorce. For more information on this divorce workshop, contact secondsaturdaywoodlands.com or call 832-375-0900.
Listen in Mondays at noon to hear Conroe news from local nonprofits, businesses, upcoming events, Conroe Park events, news stories, and information that matters to you with your host, Margie Taylor of Taylorized PR. For more information about being a guest, visit irlonestar.com/Conroe Culture.
Hey, good afternoon, Conroe. This is YPC, Young Professionals of Conroe, coming to you live at noon at 106.1 and 104.5 FM. Feel free to follow us at YPC936 on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and check out our website if you'd like to reach out. Today, we have a treat for you guys. Son, who do we have?
We have the lovely Tara Blair.
Woo woo!
Hey!
Shout out!
Hey!
Tara, how's your day going?
It is fabulous. How's yours?
It's fabulous. Great. I like that word. Just a skosh.
Just a skosh. We learned that just before the show.
Just before the show, we learned that skosh is a word. It's not just made up.
I knew it was a word.
He didn't know it was a word.
I did.
Everybody knows it's a word.
Everybody in this room knew it was a word except the guy to my right.
There's only two people that knew it was a word, and it was Tara and the producer, Dick, who knows an unusual amount of facts consistently. It's not just on a whim. Okay, Tara, tell us, tell everybody what it is that you do.
So we do remodeling on residential homes. We can do some commercial, but we most of our like our bread and butter is going to be residential.
Awesome. And you are also president of a B&I group. Tell us about that.
I am. I'm the president of Woodlands One B&I chapter. It is a networking group that meets, and it's the majority of what's happening is it's all based on referrals. So you're getting to know everybody in that chapter, and you're giving referrals based on getting what the other members do and kind of having them in your back pocket. So if you say, like, my car breaks down, oh, don't worry, we have someone in automotive care that can help you out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like someone. Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Shout out.
Shout out to Lake Conroe Automotive.
Yes.
And shout out to B&I Woodlands One, and shout out to Knepper Enterprises.
Yes.
Can you spell Knepper?
Yes.
For our audience?
Yeah, I would love to. It's K-N-E-P-P-E-R.
He's testing.
And then Enterprises.
Oh, no, I'm not testing her at all.
Are you testing?
I'm actually, just in case our audience wants to find out more about Knepper, they got the spelling. There's a website as well too, right?
Yes, we have a website. We are on Facebook and then Instagram also. So and Pinterest and House, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, you should check out some of the before and after pictures. Some of the stuff that you guys do is actually really amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. I think so too.
Who takes all the photos?
That would be my husband Richie.
Oh, nice.
Yes, he loves taking pictures.
Just a great job.
Well, he takes like 48,000, and then he'll have one out of that. That's good. I'm joking. Not really 48,000. He'll take like 50, and then he'll pick the best one and keeps those. But yeah, no, he has an eye for detail and making sure that he captures it correctly.
So how did you and your husband come across Knepper Enterprises?
So actually, my husband has known Tony Knepper is the owner. Has known Tony since he was a little boy. So my father-in-law and Tony used to work together a lot. So he's known Richie since Richie was little. And then we came into it. Richie's been a part of it since, probably about almost 8 years or so around then. But the business has been owned for a long time. But I don't know. It's fun to be a part of all of that. And then I came into it. I was in oil and gas, and then they moved us super far to Sugar Land, and that wasn't working I have two little girls, so that was not working. You know, taking them to get daycare for hours on end, and so I quit that. And then Tony was like, "Hey, I need help with networking, with advertising, with marketing, all the back office stuff." And so he was like, "Do you want it?" Yeah, of course. Because Richie's been in it for so long, I kind of already knew, you know, how it all worked and what was entailed. So it's fun being a part of it.
That is incredible. I would love to know more about these 48,000 pictures and what kind of equipment do he use?
It was a quite exaggeration. Not really 48,000, but he does take many pictures because we, on our phones, like, we share an account of Google Photos, and so I'll see, and I can see, like, when he deletes all of them.
Oh, so
like,
you're an Android user, huh?
No.
You said Google Photo.
But we have iPhone, but we have, like, it.
Do you both have iPhones?
Yes. Oh. But the Google Photos, like, it stores all of them, so you don't have to keep them on your phone for ever.
iCloud does the same thing, correct?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm an Android.
I know. I'm an Android user, too. Hard.
Oh, yes. I mean, the cloud does, but I don't know
anything about these clouds you
it
speak of.
It was Richie's thing. He always did Google Photos, so I just followed suit, and it works.
Okay.
I love it.
There you
We're
go.
We're going to check that out, son.
All right, so you are a part of Knepper Enterprises.
Correct.
And Knepper is the last name of the current owner, correct?
Correct.
And his name is?
Tony.
Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Knepper.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing this for how long?
He is in the Woodlands. He's been doing it since 1999. But then he did it way ahead of time in Pittsburgh.
Jersey.
Jersey. Well, he was also in Pittsburgh, too.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, bugger.
I mean, he's been everywhere.
East Coast.
There we go. That's East Coast. Safe. East Coast, exactly. He did that. I think he started it in like the late 70s, maybe early 80s. So, I mean, he's
been doing it for 50 years.
So, yeah.
Pretty.
A long time.
Old.
That's <he's>, son.
I mean, he's up.
Is that okay?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I would say he's like, to me, he's like a fatherly figure. So, based on where I am,
he's very experienced
in life.
Wise and wise with the profession in which he has built and performed.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Tony.
Yes.
Shout out to
is
Tony.
Is he a fun guy?
Oh my gosh, he's so fun.
So he wouldn't get offended from that.
No. Oh, well, we'll find out.
Tony. Hope you're not offended.
Yeah.
Tony, he's cool. Is located at off of Fraser Street. I'll send you the address.
East Coast.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, from a little backstory, Taylor was telling me, you guys know each other from B&I, correct?
Absolutely.
Tell us how that came about. How did you guys come across each other in the B&I?
Actually, I think, did we not meet at Tony's...
Oh, Halloween party.
I mean, we saw each other there, yes, but that is false. That was not the first time.
Mm-hmm. Where did we first meet?
You got inducted into their chapter because I was filling in.
Oh, that's right. Ah, yes.
Way to remember our first meeting, Taylor.
Oh, it was on awesome. Zoom. It's hard to remember everything. It's hard to remember everything on Zoom. I didn't even recognize some of the old members.
I gave my commercial right before you, but that's okay.
Ooh. Were there fighting words? Was that funny?
Did you? Was it before me? Tony? Whatever. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, no, wait, you were being inducted, so you weren't in the rotation just yet. You were still considered a visitor.
Okay, so that's how we first met. And right. But it was a good first meet.
It was, yes. You were very energetic. I love that about you.
Thank you. And I love that about you as well. Okay. And that's okay. So, yes, that's how we first met. Yes. But for the record, I don't recognize a lot of people. I met somebody, and I got a lot of grief from it, that they came and said, hey, yeah, I've been looking forward to meeting you. I said, yeah, sure. And cool, thanks. And I was talking to Tony. And then they said, you friended me on Facebook, but you never shot me an email. I thought, I friended you on Facebook?
Oh, dear.
Who is this guy? And then I said, I'm sorry, who are you? I said, I'm Kyle. I'm a part of your B&I group. No way.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, no, it is. So I say that so that way you don't take offense.
Oh, no. I was just giving you a hard time.
I'm giving myself a hard time.
Yeah,
now.
I think. You're just digging a little bit
deeper. So you two are now looking to purchase Knepper Enterprises. Is that correct?
Yes.
And do you expect any of the time designated workload or stress to change?
I'm assured that we will, both of us. My husband's very detail-oriented, and he needs things to be perfect, which I love about him. But finding more people to become a part of our business, I think that's going to be the most stressful thing. And finding the right people. Like, we have, once Tony retires, or whatever his plan is on that regard, we may try to fill his spot. Well, not his spot, but, you know, have someone else be in sales. Tony may stick around. So it's kind of all up in the air. Like, we don't 100% know what is going to happen. So it is a little scary, but I always kind of think, like, if something is worth doing, you're going to be nervous about it. You just have to kind of roll with it. And
what was that spark that made you want to transfer into ownership?
Well, when Tony said that he was thinking about retiring, he wanted to keep this going, but he didn't know who could take it over for him. And so Richie and I talked about it, and we wanted to be a part of this. We wanted to continue because we didn't want him to sell the company or dissolve the company, and then we're kind of stuck. So we asked if it's something we could do to carry on his legacy, because I think, I don't know, he is kind of like a fatherly figure. We're really close with him and his wife, and we consider them family. So we just want to continue it on for him. Continuing his legacy and keep it going.
They're both very sweet. And Tony's wife's name is Olita Knepper, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. they are both just so sweet.
Yes. It like makes your teeth hurt. They're so sweet. Like, they're just the most genuine people you've ever met. And I just love
them.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't I met them then? I need to join his BNI group, huh?
Yeah.
You should.
You should.
Hey.
Thanks for not recruiting me.
You want to come by?
It's all right.
Well, we don't. Hold on. We don't call it recruiting. We invite you to come see what it's all about.
I never got an invite from Taylor.
I'm giving you a come by.
Wait, I'm just meeting you. You can come to ours as well.
Don't go to hers.
I'll go to yours because you and I know each other for a minute now, and you haven't even invited me about
BNI.
What is
this? I'm getting. You're getting snatched from me.
BNI, bam. BNI, bam. Zach, BNI, bam.
You need to come by. Your business does great in BNI.
You know what? I'm gonna come by.
What is this?
Are you guys in the same team?
No.
No.
Same chapter?
No. Different.
How does
BNI
work?
We're in competition with each other.
How does BNI work? Do you want to answer that, or do I want to answer?
I'm gonna answer it as in I'm in competition with you, and you need to come by my group.
Okay, let me. Ladies first. Go ahead.
So there's.
I can be what I want to be.
You're so rude, interrupting her like that. Unbelievable. Have some manners. Shout out to Tony.
Go ahead.
So there's different chapters all over the area. So ours is the Northwest Houston region. And so, I mean, they're all over, like, America. There's some, we had somebody visit us from France the other day. Or, I'm sorry, last couple weeks ago. But anyway, they're everywhere. But multiple chapters, it just is based on where you are located. So, like, if you're in Conroe, you're not going to want to go to one in, say, Baytown, right? Because when you're trying to, the whole point is, like, I know Taylor, and he's in health and wellness, and I wouldn't be able to refer to him to someone in, let's say, Katy. I mean, maybe you go that far, but it's, okay, so no. Okay, all right. So that's all what it is referring. So it's hard to refer to somebody that is outside of your region.
Bubble.
Yeah, the bubble. There you go.
So the benefit of a BNI group is referral and leads.
Correct.
To give you an idea, like, since I joined BNI, my current ROI is somewhere along the lines of 1,600% ROI from joining.
Wow.
And I've been in there for 6 months.
Wow.
So, it's highly worth it.
Absolutely.
Taking a step because, and I'm not a big fan of the term, you know, you're joining a group to have a large group of salespeople. I like looking at it as you're joining a group that's willing to take the time to get to know you, what you're about, why you started the business that you're in, and give your character a true moral shot. And at that point in time, these are people that are willing to put you on the forefront of their mind and say, hey, you know, I actually know somebody that can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a friend or family member that is going through some car trouble, then you're going to be their first go-to. If you have a friend or family member and they're having some back pain, you're going to be their first go-to.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a friend or a family member that thinking, I'm getting tired of looking at this 1970s kitchen. I'd like a little more of an open floor plan. They're going to call Tara Blair with Knepper Enterprises.
Mm-hmm. So within that chapter, there's only one
One person in your, we call them seats. So one person, only one, there's only one remodeling seat or chair in our chapter. And there's only one health and wellness in his chapter or one automotive in your.
Got it.
And so it kind of locks out the competition.
Yeah.
So there's not like me and three other remodeling companies that are competing, right? So.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So Knepper, you do this with your husband and a really good friend who is soon to be retired, Tony. And we don't know when yet, right?
Right, we don't know when.
We do not know when yet.
And no pressure, Tony.
No pressure,
Tony. No pressure, Tony. Pressure point. but when he does decide to hand that torch over, you guys will be right there, correct?
Correct.
What are some of the biggest mental obstacles when you get a chance to take over the flame from Knepper? What do you think is the biggest mental obstacle for you guys?
I personally feel like there's going to be a lot of pressure because we want to continue what he started. So I think like getting out of our own way almost and just doing everything that we've done before, maybe refining it a little bit. But I think that perfection is a huge deal for myself and then also for Richie. So I would say just making sure that we don't overanalyze things and maybe spend too much time on trying to make it perfect because we already know that it's going to be perfect, if that makes sense.
Because you know it's perfect.
Yeah. Because we do strive for perfection and we don't we're not going to leave a job knowing like, well, that could have been done differently or that could have been done better. We're not going to do that. We really take a lot of time to prepare and make sure that it's done right. And we use all the people that we work with, like all of our contractors that we work with, or we call them subs. We've worked with them for many, many years. So we know the work that they produce. Mm-hmm. So there's not really much room for doubt if it's going to be done right or not.
I got you. So with the remodeling business, you guys just do only interior or do you guys do exterior as well?
We can do exterior, like summer kitchens or outdoor kitchens. We have done those many a times. I would say the majority of what we do is going to be interior. And we have done conversions. So if you have an attic that's not being used, but you want it to be a usable space, we can turn that into, I don't know, a game room or also garages. We've done that quite a few times, too, that they don't
like the man caves.
Yeah, like a man cave, a game room, a media room. Media rooms are huge, especially now. Like
what about barnuminium?
We have not done that, but that'd be a fun venture.
Yeah, that's all inside, huh?
Yes.
Barnuminium.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any pictures of before and after?
Yes.
Yes, we do. I emailed them over to Dick.
Hooray.
Could we see some of that? Let's let our audience see some of this before and after picture.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
They're. I asked my husband to pick some of the most recent ones that we've done that are some pretty good changes, and I previewed them, and they're pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, who doesn't like a before and after, regardless of what it is?
Oh,
it could
yeah.
be body images. It could be house haircuts. Decorating. It could
haircuts.
Be haircuts.
Shout out to Zach.
Shout out to Zach Galindo.
Galindo. And what's your haircut? You did a before and after picture?
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. I did an after.
You did an after?
No one needed to see what I looked like before.
If you guys want to see a before picture, just look at him now.
Oh, bless your heart.
Don't tickle me, son.
Okay, so this is?
So that would be a before, for sure. So I don't know what was needed.
Don't
so
tell then, me that's the after, right? Is that the after?
I don't know if that one, I don't know if they go in.
Yeah, yeah. That's the after.
Okay, then sure. Oh, yeah, because, one and two. There you go. Okay, so that's one of, so this is, like, my husband loves to show this one off. It's such a huge...
Bam.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's not the same place.
Right.
It's...
Yeah.
It's hard to think that that's the after.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think they go in order. So it gets a little awkward when, like, the owners are still there. But, that one's...
Oh, hold on. Let's slow that down. Okay, bathroom. Mm-hmm. You got the shower door open. You got a private sauna in there. I think that's a mm-hmm. sauna, right?
On that one, I think that's like the toilet area.
With the door, no, I'm talking about the one that's open, the glass door.
That's the shower.
Oh, that's just the shower, yeah. But it was all enclosed. So they opened it all up and made it. But he still wanted to keep the tub, obviously, but he wanted all the windows installed. I do remember this one rather vividly.
Look at the outdoor.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a painting or is that really a...
No, that's really his outdoor. That's what he wanted to keep it like that. And
that's
I think that's
beautiful.
Just a closer up of...
That's beautiful tile
mm-hmm.
work.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted all those different niches. So it's...
Look at this one. This reminds me of a bathroom kitchen.
A
bathroom kitchen. Aw.
Beautiful. Oh.
Okay, so that's the change.
Oh, I did.
Wait, that's the change?
Mm-hmm.
That looked like something off out of magazine.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's beautiful.
I think so.
Hey, whoever took that picture did incredible.
Yeah, they did. I wonder how they did that.
So this is cool because, like, sometimes you look at these and you don't think, oh, gosh, I can't take out those pillars or I can't take out some of those arches. But we can. So, and then the after. So, obviously, we put in a different beam to support everything and you can take it out. And now it's way more open rather than it being rather closed.
I love I love the after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fun.
They did Rick's kitchen, too.
Who?
Tony Knepper.
We did?
Knepper Enterprises.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
They did the whole inside?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. They're going to do our kitchen. They're going to do our garage conversion.
We are. Oh,
yeah.
That's right. We are. I do remember seeing that.
That's
fabulous.
Right.
Man.
I'm so excited.
Wish I had something to, build.
Well,
actually, can you guys build me a farmhouse dining table?
We can.
Because I was looking for somebody to build that. I think I have a 4-footer dining table. I need it to be 6 by 3. Yes, 6 by 3.
6 by 3.
Yep.
In that case, I would say that we have contractors we use, and we would just get you in contact with them. I mean,
I want your husband to build it. No, I'm just playing.
Okay. Well, then talk to him. No. Let him. I mean, he did ours. It looks really nice.
He built. Ooh.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture after.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I love the last pictures. Dining.
Thank you.
I like the last kitchen. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
All of it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's to everybody's specifications. You know, it doesn't. Everybody's style is different, so it's just trying to find the.
So Knepper, do they have like a in-house interior designer?
We do not, but we work with quite a few. So we usually, if let's say we were going to work with you, we would give you our list of the interior designers that we use, mm-hmm. and then you kind of take it from there. Whether it's, you know, you're looking for something specific, like if somebody, I don't know, specializes in farmhouse decor, I don't know, then go with them, or we just kind of let you. But we tell you who we usually work with, so that we already have that kind of understanding and the comfortableness.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you're ready to take over this enterprise, right?
Yes.
Do you have any kids?
I like the way that sounds.
I do. I have 2 little girls.
How old?
7 and, my math is bad on the next one. A little over a year.
We're going to bleep that out, okay?
Yeah, no, it's fine. The first
show
one.
Show to them when they get older.
Mommy still loves you.
Yeah, I do. I do. The first one, you always are like, at like 15 months, 16 months. Like, you're so specific. And mm-hmm. then the next one, I'm like, I mean, she's over a year. Like, it's fine. She's not quite year and a half. She's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have my 9-year-old that was turning 10. I was like, I got bad news for you. You're not turning 10. You're staying 9.
Yes.
This year, you're still 9.
Oh, I do that to my 7-year-old all the time. Yeah. It doesn't work, does it?
Oh, man. I just want them not age
I know.
At all.
It's annoying.
Stop growing.
Yes.
But how do you find time knowing that you're super busy with Knepper, the enterprise, all this stuff you got going on, and to balance that with a family schedule?
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage that?
I just try to devote, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it wholeheartedly. And I schedule time throughout my day to do specific things. So mm-hmm. My 7-year-old goes to school. She's in first grade. So while she's at school, I just have the 1-ish something year old. And so when she naps, that's my time to do other things. So something cool and interesting I think about our business is we do a lot of the back office stuff is all online. So we also have an app, which is really cool. And I can work from home and not have to go into the office to get all the paperwork. Well, Richie can bring it to me, but that's beside the point. It's all online. So, like, if you all want to check your schedule when we start your project, it's all online through that app that we have. And you can talk to all of our project managers. You could talk to Richie. You could talk to Tony. You can do whatever. You can see pictures and get up-to-dates and look at, like, to-do lists and stuff that they're planning on in the future. So it's really cool. It's something that we started doing, I don't know, maybe like a year or so ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. And it's really great for clients because especially like if you know, y'all are working, looking at the schedule and be like, oh, okay, well the painter got moved to tomorrow. Yay. I don't have to call, you know, or find someone to cover me.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool feature, I think, to have everything, I guess, online.
I agree.
This is Knepper app?
Knepper Enterprises app.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's really cool.
It's like a nice task manager.
Yes, yeah. It is really cool. And you can also see, like, you can see how much you've, like, if your job, it was a $30,000 kitchen. I'm not sure, but let's just say it is. I mean, you can view how many payments you've made so that if Richie's come to you and is like, hey, we need that next check, you can be like, wait, I've paid. Oh, you're right. I have. I am due for that payment.
Yeah.
So you can keep track of all of that, too. So it's pretty cool. I mean, I love it. And it's just a really cool feature that not everybody has, especially not contractors.
Yeah, no, not everybody has that.
Right.
Not at all. We've met with a lot of contractors. I don't know if Tony told you about that, but we met with 10, 15 different contractors. Yeah, we have 1938 homes. So we started meeting with all kinds of people, and we didn't like anybody till Tony walked on through. And then it was, oh, you know what? He seems so genuine.
Mm-hmm. Did he tell you about the app?
No. Tony doesn't talk about that stuff all that much.
That's true.
Do you think that's a good selling point?
I think so, personally.
Yeah, I think it is as well.
Right.
But Tony's the type of guy that it doesn't seem like he needs selling points all that much.
I would agree. And also, he's not much of a bragger, I guess.
He's very humble.
He is. So that's a great way to word that. Sorry, Tony. And honestly, like Richie and I handle a lot of the online kind of side to it. Yes. So like I put all, like if we're going to like the granite or whatever is getting installed, mm-hmm. like I'm putting all of those invoices in. So, I mean, maybe Tony's not seeing it as much. But on that app, I mean, you can make material selections. So if you were like, oh, I just couldn't decide on these two granite pieces, there's pictures on there and you can choose it based on that.
I like that.
And you can...
I like that a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. And we do very detailed estimates, so you know exactly where your money is going, what is allocated to what, and you can see it and approve it from the app as well. So if you're looking at it and you're like, you know, on your way to the office or something, and you're looking, you're like, oh, okay, and as you read through it, sign your name, it gets an alert to us saying, Son approved this, yay! And then it just, and then we started the project going.
Oh, wow. Do you, what is your turnaround time? Like when you give a customer a deadline, do you guys follow through with that deadline? And what's the percentage of not following through?
I would say that we, we do our best because we understand that it is your home first and then the project second, right? So you're still living out of that home.
Yeah.
So we really do our best. When we tell you this kitchen is going to take 6 weeks, we really try to stick to that. And as well as if it doesn't go that way, if they're like you ordered special cabinets that the fabricator is taking too long, we're going to keep you up to date. We're not just going to sit on our hands and pretend that it's still getting done in the 6 weeks. You know, we're pretty, we keep you on up to date as well as, you know, checking the app and stuff too. So
I love that.
I would say that we do try to stick with it. The majority of the time. I mean, you know, there are problems that arise or like you're getting the granite and they accidentally...
I'm still hung up on the app.
I'll show it to you. It is really cool.
Yeah. Can we
open it up or...
Can we take a quick break for a minute?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. This is YPC. We're going to be right back. Hey there, everybody. I'm Taylor Cobion with the OC Wellness in Conroe, Texas, and I'd like to start this off with a question. What's the most important part of your health? That's right, psychology. If your mind isn't in it, then you aren't in it, and that's the biggest part of my job, increasing your drive, energy, and personal happiness. While I'm looking for people experiencing chronic disease, pain, and fatigue, the first step to helping these people, aka you, is by assessing their and your mentality. The information and marketing out there can tend to lead you down a dark rabbit hole, but you've got to remember that your mind and body are what? An original. And you are the what? The captain. Together, that's original captain, and that's what the OC stands for. Do you know anyone who visits the chiropractor but still doesn't experience lasting relief? If so, please send them my way. I'm Taylor Cobion, owner of the OC Wellness, reminding you to keep your health and wellness original.
The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service has been dedicated to educating Texans for over a century. In 1915, the Extension Program was established under the Federal Smith-Lever Act to deliver university knowledge and agricultural research findings directly to the people. Ever since, AgriLife Extension Programs have addressed the emerging issues of the day, serving diverse populations across the state. Texans turn to Extension for solutions in horticulture, agriculture, 4-H and youth, and family and consumer sciences. Extension agents respond not only with answers, but also with resources and services that result in significant returns on investment to boost the economy. Join us Fridays at 1 o'clock for the AgriLife Extension Hour.
What can the Better Living for Texans program do for you? You can learn how to increase your consumption of fruits and vegetables, choose foods that are relatively inexpensive and good to eat, make your food dollars last longer, prepare quick, nutritious meals, help your children learn how to eat healthier snacks, and much more. Our program is committed to helping people like you improve your health through providing research-based nutrition education in a friendly, cost-free, and relaxed environment. We are Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, helping Texans make their lives better.